5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What have you been doing?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Drinking from... Oh!
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, we're back.
Back, Tim.
Has anything been going on?
No.
Crikey, Moses Bill. I'll just ease my way into the middle of Australia for a couple of weeks. And oh, wowee.
Did you have Wi-Fi, Jim?
No, only in a couple of spots.
Oh, well, there's been a little bit
going on, Bill. So anyway, we're back, and that's the main thing people need to know. And I'll tell you a big show for you, Damien Barrett, in shortly.
Oh, yes.
Lots happening in that space, of course. And then in the best two or three players in the comp, Alex Rance, second hour. Can't wait to speak to him. Hello, Surf Club Brownless.
Yeah, the Noosa Surf Club Brownless. G'day, Jimmy boy, and g'day, listeners, and g'day you, Leroy.
Is that Choppers?
Little smart ass.
That was Tom Papley yesterday, Jim. Little Tommy Papley up there in Sydney.
Papa.
And, yeah, you just say g'day to the guests before it. This wasn't on air.
Oh,
all right. So this is off air.
Is that the Chompers?
And he said, g'day, Tom. And he said, is that Chompers? And
Come on, Tone.
Come on, Tone. Bit to talk about there. There's a bit more said on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday where Damien was on also.
I heard there was a little change of the temperature when the Texan came on.
Oh, with Kane Corns. Exactly. There's a bit going on there. Jeez. And then Kane said something else about Paddy Dangerfield. You can't say anything about Bambi, Jim.
Not at the minute, Bill.
No, you can't.
Wouldn't have thought after that game.
You can't, Jim.
No, anyway, what else is going on, please? Well, because we are going to get to what we did on holiday a little later on.
And also footy-wise, Jim.
Yes, we got purple. I'll tell you what I did last night, Bill.
What did you do?
I sat down and watched the great Roger Federer win his 19th, this is an extraordinary sentence, his 19th major tournament, his 8th Wimbledon championship. But Cilic... Bill, you would like to think at some stage you'd come to the table with something.
Show something.
That is as insipid a performance in a final of a Grand Slam as you will ever see. Did not fire a shot once in anger.
He reckons he had a blister.
Oh, please.
The old blood blister.
No, you want your leg. Look at the danger. Marin. Kicked 5 goals, 6 of it. Actually had his leg amputated.
He did.
Only he was operating on one.
He's nearly, Jim.
Bill.
So he's got a blister.
It was pathetic.
And he was in tears, was he?
I'd never seen anything. It was, Bill, I tell you, he made me angry from the start.
Oh, no.
Because he bounces the ball 30 times before
too
he
much.
Serves.
Yep.
So that made me angry. And then I got angrier during the game when he gave absolutely nothing.
Mm. Who's the greatest tennis player you've ever seen?
Well, he has to be comfortably now. I can't think of any. He's won all four. Obviously, only won the French once, but it's not a surface that suits
his
style. Right. But now 8 Wimbledons, so he's won more of them than anyone else.
Yep.
19 Slams, so he's won more of them than anyone
else.
But Bill, so not only the best ever, but what about the way he conducts himself?
Yeah.
Just a class act.
Magnificent individual. So he's won 19, as you said, Grand Slams. Raf's won 15.
Yep.
Pete Sampras, 14, Jim.
Superstar.
Roy Emerson.
Yes.
He won 12.
Yep.
And Rod Laver and Bjorn Borg, 12. So.
Yeah, well, Rod Laver, the only thing with him is he crossed over from the amateur era.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suppose that would have cost him quite a few. But, yeah,
legend.
And he was as good as the Croatian bloke was bad.
Marin. Come on, Marin.
And Bill, the other thing we got is the British Open coming up.
Oh, yes.
From Birkdale.
Who
starts Thursday. We've got our man, the Warrnambool Flyer.
He's on fire, isn't he?
Playing beautiful golf, Mark Leishman.
Actually, I watched some women's golf yesterday. I don't know why.
How well do they swing it?
Very well. But a girl had 10. Geez, I loved it.
Nice.
She had a 10 toss into the water. And you sit there and watch. Oh, that was fantastic watching her. Because I think she's 15th best in the world.
Yes.
Like, can play. But she had a 10. Geez, I loved it, Jim, watching that.
I saw one of the European players. It might have even been Lee Westwood. A real good player, an 8.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought of the same thing to myself. Yeah, you don't see that very often.
You never see a 10. That was fantastic.
The quadruple bogey.
That's what it was. It wasn't good.
Nice. No. All right, Bill. Well,
no,
I'll tell you
Damo.
What we'll do. We've got Damo to come in. We need to talk footy next.
This is Damo's recovery session.
The number one newsbreaker in football.
Coates Hire will help make your job happen. 13 15 52 or coateshire.com.au. Triple M.
Coates Hire, Jim.
Very nice firm. Great supporters of Triple M Footy and this segment with Damo. Welcome to you.
Hello, Jim and Bill. And among the instructions from Bill, as you know, JB, to be positive, at least initially, on Monday afternoons. But it's hard to be today, Bill, when the Collingwood captain has damaged a finger and is out indefinitely. Scott Pendlebury. Jeez.
Scott Pendlebury. How yeah. long? Is it one of those ones that don't, you know, they don't bend again?
He's broken it. These are his words. I've broken it up the top. I'll have surgery tonight to put a pin in it. I thought it was dislocated originally, but scans have confirmed it's a break.
Ooh.
And he said he would be speculating to guess as to when he would return. So up to round 18, and you'd expect him to come back at some stage, I think. But
let's be positive about Patrick Dangerfield. What about that? 5 goals, 6. And you know what, Jim? I was talking to Geelong supporters after the game, and they said that it took them back. Took them back to the good old days down at Cadenia Park.
Oh, no.
And when they used to watch Ablett.
And that was it. Stoneham.
And.
Hocking.
Brownless. Oh.
Well, the current captain, Bill, actually felt the similar sentiment post-match when he spoke with Triple M Footy yesterday.
I did marvel at his work yesterday. He was super when he had to go down there and play that role that he thought he could play. And without going too far, it was... You know, I grew up being a Geelong fan, but Gary Ablett Senior, like, when it went in there, it stayed in there.
Oh, there's more to it.
Is there? There actually wasn't any more.
You left a little bit out there, though.
No, we actually didn't, Bill. I was with Matty before, and we ran the exact quote he just said.
It was unbelievable, Damo. I said during the call, if he'd kick straight, it would be the best game he's ever played, in my view.
And that's a big call.
You go forward and have that big an impact as an injured midfielder. That is just astounding. And I'll tell you what I noticed. A bit of, especially as the contested mark tally started to rise, there was Carey-like swagger.
Was it
from the danger? Yeah. Remember how Duck
the chest out, the back,
and suddenly the shoulders would start rolling.
Yeah.
And a bit of back.
I've got you covered, and I've got pretty much all of you covered as well.
Well, he was playing on Hodgie too, wasn't he?
The danger.
Yeah.
Poor old Hodgie. Gave away that free kick, but it was good to watch. It was fantastic to stand there and watch it, and he was on fire that third quarter when he was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Mind you, with everything he did, Hawthorn nearly snatched it.
They very nearly snatched it.
And when he had his 11th shot at goal, which hit the post, it just left it open, didn't it? Yep, then Hodge kicked the goal with 18 seconds remaining. Yep. But you caught it, Jim, and you could great theatre around the injury that he sustained early in the game on the foot. And BT did as BT does and really took it home. But was he injured, Bill?
Yeah, of course he was injured.
Well, Kane Corns reckons he's got a history of exaggerating. That's his word and not mine. This is on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday from Kane Corns.
I think Kane thinks he was faking it. He does exaggerate. Well, it goes back to...
Hang on. Now we're shooting banter.
No, I'm not.
Fake it till you make it.
In his time at Adelaide, his teammates had to sit him down and say, look, you do carry on a little bit with your injuries.
And he does,
so... I'd be surprised if he missed with that injury yesterday.
Making headlines every single week on that show, Bill, going absolutely beautifully, Kane. But
it was
as always,
awkward before that with Tex Walker. Anyway,
it was.
Yeah, because
the Adelaide connection.
They're not talking.
No.
And then he says that.
And then Danger this morning on Kiss FM says this.
Well, it's great we've got someone from the Crows inner sanctum. No one's as welcome as Kane Corns in the Adelaide club rooms. I can only laugh at Kane, to be honest. I don't think I need to reference his career at times. So, surprisingly, I didn't have that conversation. So, maybe Kane should do a little bit more research.
So, they didn't. So, Paddy's saying they didn't have that conversation.
That's what Paddy said. Ooh, but Kane, so as we know, Bill, and people will have a look at Kane and they wonder what he's doing. But you and I have got to know him pretty well in the last 18 months. And he doesn't say it for the sake of saying
it.
He only says it when he believes he's right. And he's got a version of events that seems to be different to Paddy's, Jim.
And look, he's putting it out there and credit his strong opinions, strongly expressed. We all know how this industry works.
Yep.
I love, my favourite of all of the feathers that Kane's ruffled was Dimmer about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
He nearly dropped the bomb in the presser. He's given it the, I'd love to run into Kane. In other words, he better look out if he comes anywhere near me.
Yep.
Gold, though. It's what makes our business go round.
But it was awkward with Tex, wasn't it? There was something there. No doubt about that also.
I think Tex, once he realised Kane Corns was part of the panel, tried to retract.
Extricate himself.
Out of the committee.
While we're being positive, Purple, we must be positive about the Sydney Swans. 0-6.
Need to be.
And they're now fifth on the ladder.
Yeah, 9 wins out of their past 10. Just for those who want to do the quick snapshot, the only loss coming in those 10 games to Hawthorn by 6 points only.
Shouldn't have lost that.
And continuing the positivity, Bill, about the individuals as much as the clubs. No, Buddy Franklin's effort, just extraordinary, isn't it? How he's leading the Coleman again and just having, without kicking bags and bags of goals on a regular basis, he's having a major
that
impact
goal
on that turnaround.
From 60 the boundary line.
Yep.
That it was magnificent.
And credit to Duck too, I reckon, because on Triple M Footy, when they were 0-6, he said, I guarantee you.
He said it on 0-5.
They will win. He said they'll win the next 10.
Yeah.
So they've won 9 of their next 10. I mean, it's a. He was the only one saying it at that time when they were absolutely fly blown.
I jumped off after 0-6. No, I was still there at 0-5, but 0-6, no, right off. Dusty Martinville, before we get to Nat Fyfe, he's still going to have something by way of response from the match review panel today with the contact he made on Nick Robertson.
That was an
enthralling 20 minutes of footy there.
I was actually watching it.
I couldn't leave the TV.
Neither could I.
I could not leave.
Because Robbo said, stuff this, we're getting belted.
Yeah.
He had a crack at him, then he had a crack at Cotchin, headbutted him.
Headbutted Cotchin, and he'll go for that.
And then Jack Revolt come in. So he's had a crack at him. He had a go at them all.
It was amazing, Jim.
I tell you what, the attempted cork was on
that was really ugly. Yeah, and he should go for that. And the headbutt.
Headbutt wasn't a lot in it, but the action was there.
Pretty sure the match review panel, Jim, will find a way to get rid of the finger in the eye from Martin onto Robertson. Right. I think there's too much at stake there. And while they'll tell us they look at it.
He had a go, didn't he, little fella?
And Nat Fyfe today.
Now, is
confirmed.
This right? 6 years.
Times.
1.4.
Probably around about that. And
That's 8.5 million.
Yeah. And there's probably going to be more on the table for him had he left. But he gave the reasons today in Fremantle as to why he's decided to make himself a docker forever.
Other than the prospect sort of wandering across my conscience, no real thought was ever put into moving to another club. And I can say that really genuinely. All the speculation and whatnot floated around was mostly untrue, and it was quite interesting to watch. But Fremantle is in a great position, I think, as any other club in the comp, with their facilities and the ability to be able to play at this new stadium. There's no other place I'd want to play my footy.
Did it nicely, Jim, didn't he?
Yep.
Waited until round 18, effectively, but always said he was going to take his time to do it. There were some good offers. St Kilda went really hard about this time last year, and at one stage over summer, they were quietly confident they might have got through into his head about a future with them. But they then, I reckon about 3 months ago, maybe a little bit more, got the clear message that he wasn't going there. Yep. And I think from that moment onwards, we thought he was going to stay.
Had his 30 again yesterday. It was a very Fremantle of old type performance, wasn't it? Five goals. 44 points only on the board.
Wasted opportunities.
I mean, it's just...
hard to watch.
Yep, it was.
They really are, aren't they?
They really...
They probably should have won that, despite, as you say, the lopsided scoreline against West Coast. From a couple of old stalwarts by way of superstars, Bill, love the game first up of Lewis Young of the Western Bulldogs.
Young.
First game, 10 marks, just in that floating role across half back.
Had the long sleeves on, didn't he?
He did.
Looked like the old timer.
Just looked at home in his very first game against Carlton. As opposed to the other debutante on Friday night, Josh Battle, who I love a school kid playing footy, and that's what he was on Friday night, but just didn't really get amongst it, did he, Jim?
Battled. We kicked a goal.
He did, but... It's obviously a big step up, and it wasn't massive. His fault. There were bigger problems, and we'll touch on St Kilda's issues, I think, on the other side, Bill, because they are a negative out of the week. Port Adelaide, must be said, just doing what it has been doing pretty much all year, yet to convince anyone, but when you're winning by 70 points, as they did against North Melbourne, Chad Wingard's putting together some sort of season, and for a guy who's already been an All-Australian, it's a really significant step in his career to change the role that he's doing, Bill, and going inside the middle a bit more than he has been in the past, really impacting.
Like Walters over there. Freo, what's happened with Goldie? He's just dropped right off.
Yeah.
Since he missed that goal last week. I know that. And we all miss goals, but he should have probably kicked that. But
he's in a real form.
He's in a rut, isn't he?
He is.
I didn't see any of that game because we were doing the other one. But I think Brad Scott has done an incredible job of making sure that doesn't happen every week.
You're big on that, aren't you?
The teams we're putting out at the moment, just because they're babies, are as inexperienced and as vulnerable as any North Melbourne's put out in my time nearly.
Mm.
You know? Just because they're so young. I mean, we've gone from the most experienced to the second youngest list in football. And I think, 38 players or 40? I think he's done an amazing job of that not happening more than just on the weekend. Let's get to a break because I know we've got the others coming up next.
For Coat Tire, help make your job happen. 13-15-52 or head to coattire.com.au. Damien Barrett's still with us.
I know we've got the other side of things, the not-so-goods now to come, Purple. But interesting that Will Sutherland chooses cricket over footy. I went and watched my nephew Andrew play in the Vic Metro team that beat South Australia at Etihad a few weeks ago. And he can genuinely play footy, Will
can
Sutherland.
He?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
he's hard too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. And got up. I thought he was a stay-at-home Paddy McCartan-style forward, but not at all. He went on the ball and roamed around. He's got really good skill.
Well, Terry Wallace had him in the top five. And Terry knows. He's the guru of the draft.
Yep. Yep.
Terry Wallace had him in the top five.
Yeah, he did.
So it's an interesting call.
It is.
Made the call basically overnight, Saturday into Sunday morning, just made all the football officials aware that he was going to choose cricket. And they
bats
did
and bowls, Jim.
Good luck. I haven't seen any of him play cricket, so I've got no idea about that.
He can open the – like, he was captain. He's 17-year-old, captain of the under-19 Australian team.
Yep.
And can open the bowling ball at third change, but also can bat well. So he might be the all-rounder.
Well, hopefully there's some cricket for him to play, Bill, given the strike situation.
And got a bit in him. Got a little bit of...
Nice. Well, good luck.
Mungo.
Yeah. Before we get right off the positive, to Essendon, I know it goes way back now to Friday night, but really impressed with how they responded to those losses against Sydney and then Brisbane, which came in shock circumstances. Yep. Sydney Swans, when they just should not have lost it in the last 3 minutes, and then Brisbane, when they just stopped about 10 minutes into the last quarter. Really good comebacks against Collingwood and then St Kilda on the Friday night. Just gives them a serious chance at doing something pretty significant.
No, especially this season. This is the most level we've seen, I reckon. There are about three decent mobs. The rest, you can...
Yep.
So if you get hot, who knows?
Oh, and Joe Danaher.
And talked about him a fair bit, Bill, and it's been negative because it has been negative. But Harley Bennell returning in the waffle on the weekend, got his 45 to 60 sort of minutes of game time, kicked a goal, looked good. Will probably require another two, I'd imagine, at least in the waffle, given he's now effectively missed 2 years of football.
16 months.
Yeah.
So you'd think he'd play three or four, obviously. But he looks good, doesn't he, in the picture there, and good on him. He's because he's had calves. It's been both calves, hasn't it?
Both calves, yeah. And a few issues off-field, as we know. Again, in isolation, each one has been quite minor, but you package them up, and it's been a really tough 2 years for him. But maybe the turning of the corner
they need
there.
Freo need him.
Negatives, Bill.
Oh, Damien.
I just want to go back over to the St Kilda. I know we touched on them, but... Tom Hickey, if Billy Long is fit to return from that absence injury-wise with the hamstring, he will be straight back in after what Tom Hickey dished up. Issues around Nick Riewoldt just don't go away, do they? Every time there's a good game, you think he might be able to get another deal, but then he did what he did on Friday night, and I reckon he's right now no better place than he's been at any stage of this season for a contract next year, and it's getting awkward for him now because he does want to go on, and clearly the club has not come to him and offered anything to him yet.
Alan Richardson would have been shouted on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
For them to serve that up after the week they had before against Richmond, that's exactly what you don't want to represent as a footy club, to have your best and worst be that far apart.
Yep. Eddie Maguire flew back in from a well-earned break like you two guys did on your Triple M radio shows.
You didn't quite go as far as Ed.
No, and you didn't go as far as Ed when he came back and made media comments about the media on Friday.
The hysteria this week has been something that has actually quite shocked me and quite appalled me watching from afar. To see this week, Caroline Wilson wrote a story in The Age pushing up Brad Scott. The Herald Sun then ran a story the next day with Ben Buckley, the North Melbourne president, refuting Brad Scott going to Collingwood. And then The Age did another story today saying that Brad Scott scoffed at the idea of going to Collingwood. So we got three stories out of a complete tissue of made-up copy in the papers.
I don't know what he's on about, boys. Seriously, no idea. There was no hysteria.
Over Nath, obviously, and he's over Nath, of course.
But there was no hysteria, Bill. If you actually were in town, it was just the reporting of a situation which took a life of its own, whether he likes it or not, when his own chief executive officer, Gary Peart, went and addressed the playing staff. And that is an unusual situation for a CEO to do. He's fine to do it, and I get why he's done it, to give some clarity to the whole club about where they're at and how they won't make a decision on it. But when it happens and the media gets wind of it, it's a story.
I don't know, as
Ed knows.
I don't know why Ed doesn't just sit there and say, we actually wear all this stuff as a badge of honour. Because we're the biggest club in the comp, and therefore everyone wants to talk about us. If we were at bloody, the Gabba, no one would give us stuff.
That's true.
That's what he should say.
Yeah.
Because they are that bloody big, and there's always huge scrutiny about the Pies. And, I think they understand that and love it.
But Nath's handled himself really well. Nath's been good, too.
He's
been very good.
Yeah, got a win, the sixth win for the year against Gold Coast. To me, it means absolutely nothing when you're beating Gold Coast in round 17 of a season in which you're into your sixth year and your club hasn't yet told you what they're going to do. It doesn't mean anything when you beat Gold Coast, and they're in real trouble, Bill, aren't they? They're stuck on the six wins as Collingwood is now on,
and Rockets in trouble.
And as awkward as it is to say this about someone who's got a job, it's unlikely now, isn't it? And it has been for pretty much the entire season for him. Carlton, we've talked positively about them, but ultimately they've had five wins, and The transition of this rebuild from the absolute raw rebuild into something that can be sustainable by way of winning is going to be Brendan Bolton's next challenge, yep. isn't it? And there's no issues with it in that big picture, but at some stage they're going to have to do something more than what they're doing, because five wins is okay, but it probably is only just okay.
Well, I guess when you track back how long they've been rebuilding, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? This is not their first year of having a crack at getting going again. Mm. I mean, it's what are we now, at a four or five? Or...
Well, you made the point, if you go back to even 2003 or 4, don't you, with the initial
rebuild. They did get into a couple of finals. They did. Unlucky not to win one in Perth, but it has been a long time, so you're right.
And like Dustin Martin and Nick Robertson, we'll hear from Bernie Vince, Bernie Vince's match review panel findings probably before you come off air today, Bill, I would imagine. And I reckon he's going to be okay with one of those hits on Douglas. I reckon he got him on the shoulder, but I reckon the elbow on Eddie Betts's head was not a good look. And the GWS concerns, only the one win since round 11, two, as we know, consecutive draws. So they've effectively got the 8 premierships points in that same time frame. But there's a few worries there, aren't there, with the lack of spark.
Getting back to, the injury is huge for them.
They've won one game since round 11.
Yeah, that's what Damo just said.
I just said that.
I was turning the paper.
And also said they've got two draws as well, so they've got 8 premiership points.
Say it, will you?
Purple, I've got a couple of great mates who are very, very passionate Demons, and one was bemoaning how they're tracking on the weekend. For me, they're 40 games away, Melbourne. That's how far they
two
are.
Years.
I think 2 years. 2 years, Jim.
I think they've got a great potential within their list. Their best 15 talent-wise stack up as well as anyone else, but they're young, and I reckon in 40 games time, so next year's final series. So I reckon a great result for Melbourne this year would be for them to play a final.
Yep.
If they win it, even better. But then load up into next year and get to the back end of next year, and I reckon that's when you start, if they can stay healthy, seeing them really start to sizzle.
Yeah.
I just don't see them right now being really any more than what we're seeing.
Yeah, I reckon there's still a chance to still click into gear this year if they can all get back.
And
if
Watts
can come back and if Viney can come back.
Yeah, they got some.
If Hogan can get some form. I wouldn't be selling them short just this year. I know what you're saying by way of his...
Brilliant if they do, is what I'm saying. If they manage to do that and they win a final and they end up, perfect. Mm. But I reckon they're 40. I reckon if you went to Goody and there was no microphones around, you said, genuinely tell me what you reckon. He goes, look, we're probably not quite ready. Mm. We've got a little bit more work to do with this group before we're genuinely contending.
Yeah.
But this is the year for it. To get in there, and then anything can happen, as we know.
All right, Purple, we need to let... Are you sending buses around?
I think we will.
Go on.
Down to Seaford for the Saints.
Just didn't
like what I saw on the back of that Richmond win the previous week. Really, really bad. And they've got to respond, Bill, this week. Have to respond.
Who have they got?
Tell me, can you?
I will. Just talk about Sydney.
Sydney at the SCG. That's a tough game. A
couple of big games. Adelaide and Geelong, 1v2.
There's some injuries for both of those clubs, too. Lever and Sloan.
Danger.
Well, he's going to have to reattach his leg, Danger.
Yeah.
And that takes a little bit of recovering from.
But he'll be right.
He'll
run over to Adelaide.
Run over in a moon boot today.
Yeah,
moon boot. What about the two that came out, Bill? Mackey and Selwood. Will they come back
Yes. Mackey, yes.
Selwood, not sure.
Just a hammy, a bit of a tight hammy, so that's always a worry. But he was the one going to Tom Mitchell. What about that? He had 19 in the first quarter.
He did.
And Mark Blitzarves went to him, kept him to 27 for the next three quarters.
Nice to see you, Purple. Thanks for dropping in.
See you, boys.
That was Damo's recovery session.
Well done, Purple.
Co-Tire will help make your job happen. 13 15 52 or co-tire.com.au/MMM.
Bill, we're back from a holiday and I'm intrigued by what you got up to, because I took the kids and the missus and we drove through outback South Australia. It was absolutely
How
superb.
Long did you drive for?
You drive to Renmark. We did. Drove to Renmark first, which is about 7.5 hours. Yeah. Then drove to Arkaroola at the top of the Flinders Ranges. That was about 8.5. Mm. So it's a fair trip to get there. But then we just cruised around. We'll peanut pound and everything. Absolutely magnificent.
What is up there?
Oh, it's the Flinders Ranges are some of the most stunning in the world, let alone Australia. Right. It's beautiful, Bill.
16 hours in the car.
To get there was a fair hit. And then we went down to Adelaide and drove back. So, no, we had a great time. But, Bill, I'm more intrigued about you.
Because
every time we have this mid-year break, you go to Noosa.
Yes.
And I want to know what you get up to.
Well, I'll tell you what I got up to, Jim.
Go on.
I flew in Friday.
Yes.
And was excited because I was away, big interstate trip.
You thought you'll over-race.
So I put on some shorts and a thong and a tee, Jim, and walked into the Noosa Surf Club.
Into the surf club.
Yeah. Right. Met a couple of boys there that I hadn't seen for a while.
Yes.
And we were excited and had a fair day on the punt
right.
and on the frothies, Jim.
Yes, nice.
Walked out of there.
So that got you started.
About 10-ish.
That was a Friday. Night. So how'd Saturday go?
Saturday, I slept in, Jim. I was a bit tired.
Yes.
And I thought I'd better go for a walk because that's what everyone does in Noosa.
Yes.
So I walked to Little Cove.
Right.
Which is, if for people, it's not far to the gym.
Yes.
And turn around and walk back.
And then
and went to the surf club.
Where you end up at the surf club?
Well, I had to have lunch.
Yes.
So I worked there, ended up there for lunch, Jim. And that, my good old mate Gav come down from the Gold Coast. So we sat there for another 8 hours. Yes. I had a drink, Jim, and had a bet.
Yes.
And I met this lovely fellow, Noli from Geelong. And at about 8 o'clock that night,
yes,
so we'd had a fair sip,
yeah,
Jim.
Nice go.
He said, why don't you come, you and Gav, come and join me and my family for dinner.
Nice.
We said, oh, that'd be nice.
Where'd you have dinner?
Noosa Surf Club.
Oh!
His family, Jim. We're 50 metres away. I didn't know that. 50 metres away. So we went over there and had the fisherman's basket.
Oh, nice. Yes.
And Gav and I walked out of there at 10:30, 11. Nice. So that'd been a fair day at the surf club.
Go, yep.
And then went to the Rolling Rock.
Right.
And we're the first two there, Gav and I.
Oh,
drinking ouzo and raspberry.
Oh,
and the first two there, Jim.
So and, then how'd Monday go?
No, that was, and then Sunday.
Sorry, Sunday.
A bit hungover, and Gav went home, thank God. So I thought I'd better go to the beach.
Yes.
I'd been there a couple of days, and apparently it's a nice beach, Jim. So, again, I put on the swimmers and walked to about my knees.
Yes.
Walked out to my knees.
Yes.
It was a lovely day, too. And it was a bit cold, so I thought I should, you know, go somewhere else. So I went down a nice little cafe-type shop, had some prawns.
Yes.
And went back to the surf.
Oh!
And sat in there all Sunday.
What is wrong with you?
Sat in there all Sunday.
So basically every year you do the same thing, which is you go up to Noosa, you go straight to the surf club, and you don't leave.
That's it. Well, I've got a good mate there, Moggy. He's the manager. He makes me stay there.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, it's a fantastic
job. There's got to be more to do at Noosa than just the surf
club. I don't know if there is, Jim. I don't know if there is. What else do you do?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I've walked up Hastings Street. It's not far. You walk up and back, and then you go to the surf club.
Go to the surf club.
That's all you do, Jim. There's nothing else. And I stay at the French Quarter, which is across the road. So I only have to negotiate a couple of cars, walking across the road, and I'm home.
And the surf club.
And then the surf club's there.
Oh,
thank you, Moggy, for looking after me.
Right.
But very nice. I'd recommend it.
No, apparently.
To anyone up there.
Now, we're asking the question, social media style, why does Bill keep getting his guts out on Instagram?
Because it looks good.
Well, we've got some nice responses, but you've got one there first.
I have. I like this one here, Jimmy Boy, from Nick. Good to hear Billy Holiday and James extended breaks. Sure.
Yes.
Back on Fool's Head FM.
Yes.
I like
nice.
It, Fool's Head FM.
We're back on Fool's Head FM.
On you, Nick.
I've got the top four here. Old Matty Carbone.
Yep.
Better out than in.
Yes, good. That's right, Jim. It's like a bad tenant.
Have a look at it now on the Triple M's Rush Hour, at Triple M Rush Hour. You'll see the photos we're talking about. Bill with his guts out.
Yeah.
Seb Goldsmith.
Yep.
Jeepers Jim sought him out with a few mountain climbs through Arkaroola and the Pound.
Oh,
I tell you what, it's God's country. It is just, well, not God, it's extraordinary country up there.
Arkaroola.
Yeah, get to the Flinders Range, it's beautiful. Aaron at Azza G 1989. Bill looks like he's showing off his investment in Carlton Draft.
Yes, I am, Jim. There's a lot gone into that.
But Jay McBeck wins it. At JBeck 84.
Yep.
Bill trying to knock Merv out of his manshake gig.
Oh, that's
Hashtag put it away, Bill.
That's it, Jim. I like that. I wish you'd get a manshake gig. I'll give you half.
Whoa.
Let's work on that.
Merv and Roozy, you've got it locked up.
I'll tell you
speak.
What, Tim, but I've just had a look here on social media.
Yes.
Three girls have commented.
Have they?
You're all blokes there, but the girls, we've got to look on the other side.
I didn't see any.
Claire, Rush Hour's back and love your guts, Bill.
No,
Wendy Moss said, nah, always good to get the rig out. Thank you, Wendy.
That's not a rig.
And Wendy.
Yes.
No, sorry, Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle here says, love it, Bill. Keep it up.
Oh, no.
And the show, too.
Oh, come on, Shell.
Tell
you what we're doing second hour, Bill. Alex Rance is in here. We're going to speak to one of the superstars of the AFL. Alex Rance, not far away, superstar defender, the best defender in the game from the Richmond Footy Club. We're looking forward to chatting to him. Match review has come through. We're hearing that Bernard Vince has copped a couple of weeks.
2 weeks, Jim, for striking Eddie Betts. It was a little elbow. 2 weeks for that penalty impacted by bad record.
Yes.
And he got a $1,000 fine for rough conduct on Richie Douglas.
I thought that one was just clumsy.
I
didn't think there was any malice in that. It was just a clumsy sort of attempt to get the footy. So I'm glad that wasn't rubbed out.
Jackson Trengove can accept the $1,000 sanction for striking.
Oh, Scotty Thompson. Scotty. What's he must just have a bloody target on his head.
Well,
Scooter.
He has, Jim.
Every time anyone plays against us, they belt Scotty Thompson.
Well, fair enough, too. Taylor, what? Texan.
Texan.
$1,000 fine for striking Jordan Lewis.
Dusty, $1,000.
Oh, rough conduct towards Lewis Taylor.
Yes.
And $1,500. So he's got $2,500
two
there.
$2,500, yep.
For an open hand to Robertson. Nick Robertson can accept one game for headbutting Trent Cotchin. And he did headbutt him. Wasn't a lot in it, but he did do it.
15 hunch for kneeing Dusty or attempting to.
And then he was cleared with the knee to Cotchin. Oh. And that won the knee. It wasn't good. It wasn't a good look. It was the old cork he used to do in the schoolyard.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, didn't look good. So
Bernie Vince is a big one because Melbourne just cannot get their best team out there.
No.
We talked about them before with Damo. Their best team is very good, I reckon, if not a bit young.
Yeah.
But when they've got as many missing as they have, they don't want Bernard out.
No.
And now he's going to be for two games.
Because he can kick it too. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of Melbourne, did you see Jaden Hunt's goal at three-quarter time?
Hunt's on
the top.
Yes.
How good was that, Jim? In the dark night.
Yes.
That was Mag.
Up it went.
It was Malcolm Blight-ish.
Oh, I love it.
It was unbelievable.
It was brilliant.
He's a star, that
I'm
boy.
Hearing, Bill,
yeah.
that the pay dispute between Australia's cricketers and Cricket Australia has taken a turn for the better.
Oh, good.
I don't know any details, specific details. All I know is I think there have been at least one meeting, maybe even two, but certainly the temperature has changed.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
So they're getting closer.
Yeah, I think they're getting closer, and I think there's another meeting to come, and out of that, I think they're going to have a pathway to get this thing fixed.
Because you hear rumours that someone's walked out, and then someone else has walked out of the meetings and all that, so
no,
that is good
it's
news. We need that fixed
Bill,
up, Jim.
By the way, I was watching a bit of what's happening at Trent Bridge last night. Mm. South Africa absolutely handing India their freckle. England, their freckle.
England.
And I'm watching it thinking, Bill, if they come out, if we can't beat that England side, they're playing at the moment, we're kidding ourselves.
Joey Root, the captain?
Oh, very good player. No, world-class Joe Root. But there ain't enough other world-class players in there.
Not.
So Stoker's a good player.
He has a go, doesn't he?
And our man Broad, your man,
who
you gave him a couple of the great splits down the middle of all time in the Bakes.
He did edge one to four slip. He didn't walk.
He did all of that. But outside of that, Bill, they fall away very quickly. So I reckon we can have England if we can get our best team out there. Anyway, the mail is good that it's starting to move.
That would be nice.
I spoke about the driving I've just done, Bill.
Oh,
jeez, bloody
shit. How much driving?
How
did you go in the car?
Well, I'm going to tell you about that next. I'll tell you what I do. I go on a driving holiday.
A long
one. Ranges,
16
long,
hours.
Well, the first 2 days was heavy driving.
Wow.
Mind you, beautiful. Renmark's a great spot on the river. And then
but
up
Jim,
to,
there's still roads and lines in the middle of the road. And
up to Arkaroola the next day.
Were you there yet?
A heavy driving day.
Who was in the car?
The best. Got four kids in the car.
Yeah.
And the best investment I ever made with this car, which I bought years ago, was a big Land Cruiser, was putting one of those DVD players on the roof.
Beautiful.
Bill, the best. So. Four sets of earphones, DVD player.
Yep.
Didn't hear a word for 8 hours.
How good
the only
is that?
Time you ever heard from them was when the DVD got handed through the middle.
Yep.
Take that one out, put this one in. And they had about 20 of them in the car.
What were they watching?
Oh, well, Bill, all of the ones the kids watch Cars too, and all that sort of stuff. But Bill, somehow Ace Ventura made its way in there, which I think is one of the all-time great shows.
Yeah.
So instead of watching all 20 on rotation,
they'd
watch something else and then back to Ace Ventura and then something else and back to Ace Ventura. And Bill, that's fine because you want them to be peaceful in the car because if they're punching on, certainly as my two can, over 8 hours, that's no fun
at all.
And
a good fun show.
Bill, all fine until I started hearing this creep into the vernacular on day two. And then after the seventh day when it was still going, seriously, there was almost some kids getting harpooned out of the joint. Have a listen.
I have exercised the demons.
Bill.
What was that?
My half-witted son started saying it just out of nowhere.
What?
Just at dinner or breakfast or on the walks we were doing, whatever.
What, that? Saying
I
that?
Have exercised the demons. And then another one would say it.
Yeah.
And then another one would say it. Cute.
Shut up.
Cute for a minute.
For a minute.
Bill, 3 days in. I fair dinkum that if I hear anyone say that again.
I'm going to pull over. Remember, Mum and Dad used to do that. I'm going to stop the car and you're out.
Oh, I can't believe it. So anyway, hence 133353. Let's get the family involved. Not a lot of support for the hence.
Hence.
133353. What First has time. Your kid said, maybe during this break or in the past, that's absolutely driven you mad?
I have exercised the demons.
Bill, over and over and over again. 133353, what are we giving away, Leroy?
Got some great prizes this week. Paul Kelly.
He's got a secret gig this Thursday, and we've got tickets for you and three mates to go along. And Paul Kelly's new album, Life is Fine, is out August 11. Oh, and also nice. Footy tickets as the Tigers take on the GWS Giants at the Triple MCG on Sunday. And, of course, Sunday's fun day with free general admission tickets available to children under the age of 15. To buy your tickets, go to tickettech.com.au or win a double from us right now.
Alex Rant's about to come in, by the way. Ranty. That's a massive game, GWS and Richmond. All right, 133353, huge prizes on the line. Tell us the stuff your kids have said over the break that have driven you absolutely mad. 133353 got the family's involvement going here about the stuff your kids have said over the holidays that seriously drive you nuts. Because my lot, Bill, once they get rolling, like I told you a few, maybe last year, that Freddie, the youngest one, was saying this for a while. John C. So, Bill, all I would hear was driving along on the car, I'd hear in the back, and his name is John Cena! I'm just like, what the hell? And then I've copped Ace Ventura the whole way around this particular driving holiday. Brendan's in Tarneit, Bill.
Hey, Brendo.
How you going, Bill and JB? My son is whatever. Oh. Everything I say, and now wife has picked up on it, and it's whatever.
How old is he, Brendo?
He's now 27. He's been saying it probably for 17 years.
What? Now the wife's saying it too.
Now the wife's into me. Whatever, mate.
27.
And it drives me to distraction.
Yeah, Bill. I'm with you.
Drives it to distraction.
It distracts him, Bill.
It does.
Well done, Brendo. Stay there. Pete's in launching place.
He is. G'day, Pete.
Hey, boys. How are you?
What is it your kids say that drives you mad?
I've got a 3-year-old and he's learnt the word why.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and everything you say, why?
Every single thing you say, mate.
And there's nowhere, you can't go anywhere there, Pete.
No, you're stuck. You're stuck. And it's 15 questions later, you pull your hair out and you walk away.
It takes you to a place where you can no longer speak.
No, you just walk away.
Why? Yeah, it does. Why? Shane's in Doreen. Shano? Oh,
good on. How are you, boys?
Good, man.
Well done, Shane.
What happened?
My kids are... the floor is lava.
Where is that from?
No idea. They jump over the couch, the kitchen table, everywhere. Hang from the lights. They don't go into the lava, apparently.
So they're not allowed to stand on the floor?
No.
Ah, it's lava, Jim.
Bill. That must have come from somewhere. They picked this stuff up, Bill. I'm buggered if I know where from. Pete's in Greensboro. Hey, Pete.
Pete.
How you going?
What do you got for us, Pete?
My youngest daughter, she keeps singing that Pineapple Pen song.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
That is the worst song.
Give it to us.
Get it up, Leroy.
I'll see if I can find it for you.
It's overseas. Where was it? Japan or somewhere? Well, that was the worst song ever.
Ever. She doesn't stop.
Oh, we'll get it up in a minute.
Give us a bit of it, Pete.
Goes, I have a pen, I have an apple pen, and so on to pineapple. Oh, it's ridiculous.
It is. It is, mate. I've heard that.
Stay there, Pete. Matt's in Beaconsfield. Matty?
Hey, boys.
What do you got for us?
My daughter watched Cat in a Hat, and she picked up on when the cat stepped on the, the rake, and he said, "You dirty hoe."
So every time, for
ages, she kept saying, "You dirty hoe," and... Really embarrassing when you've got a group of people around you that don't know you.
Nice, nice, nice. Stay there, Matty.
You can't say much to her, can you? You've got to let it go.
Andy's in Moonda.
Andy.
How are you, boys?
What do you got, Andy?
My daughter keeps on singing Let It Go from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Been going 4 years now.
4 years?
Gets it on the karaoke machine and everything.
Oh, no. That's been 4 years is enough, Andy.
I can't get it out of her head, mate.
You've got to be supportive.
I tell you, this whole
Frozen,
Bill. Well, bloody Ace Ventura's older than Frozen.
Yeah, I know, a lot older. Yeah,
I'm a doctor, not a pool man. That's all I hear, Bill, from the back of the car.
You know it verbatim.
I can speak the whole bloody thing. Scotty's in Chelsea Heights. Scotty.
Hey, Jim, how you going?
Good, man. What does your young bloke or lady say?
It's not. It was me when I was about 11, and my brother was 9. We watched Die Hard.
Oh yes.
And all we said was, after he saw it, yippee-ki-yay.
And did you say the next bit?
I did say the next bit. Wobblies with us.
The old mother something, Bill. Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay, mother something. I reckon that's how it went.
That was it, Jim. I remember.
Great film.
All of them.
Oh, yeah. Gold. I love it.
What was the scout one he was in? Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout, the quarterback.
Bump into anyone while you're away? Anyone that listens to the show?
Everywhere. I'll tell you what, the two things I kept getting asked everywhere I went was, firstly, how did the tapes for the vault, BT's vault,
how did they end up?
Yep. Everyone I ever ran into asked that.
Exactly.
And I don't know why people do this, Bill, but everywhere I go, the main question I get asked is, Where's Fat? And I go, mate, I'm out in the middle of bloody nowhere. What do you reckon? He just follows me around everywhere. I said, I'll tell you where he is. He's at the surf club at Noosa, sitting on a stool drinking beer.
Spot on. That's you know what I get asked? Is Brayshaw a flog?
Oh, yeah, well, an easy question.
You know what I say? Bloody oaf he is.
Kelly moves it on quickly. Hansen's the target. Rance left his man Rance. Magnificently. He's a star, Alex Rance.
Best defender in the comp, Alex Rance, no doubt about that. On track to, I think it's a third straight All-Australian Rance here, or might even be a fourth. Welcome to you.
Fourth, thanks.
Fourth. Yeah. And,
he knew.
Different role now for you, I'm noticing. Yeah, and this is what happened with the great Matty Scarlett. I'm going to get to him in just a sec. But when he just took the piss, in the end they just manufactured an out number for him so he could do his thing, and you're in the same place.
Yeah, it's starting to change up a little bit for me, which is adding another element to the game. But yeah, with each challenge adds new excitement, I guess. So we're working on it.
Must be much better for you to run out on the ground and not have to worry about Josh Kennedy and just go, well, I'm here to get a third up, Bill, and then exit the footy out of 50.
Oh, I still play on the big dogs every now and then. But yeah, with Dave Asprey in such good form this year, he's lucky that he actually got a fresh run of it this year rather than being injured. So why not let the gorillas play on the gorillas? And I'm only 192, so I can play on blokes my height.
And how are you going with it? Because it would be frustrating because you just like to attack the ball and play the ball. And then you got blokes taking out the pocket, these blokes that can't play. Get stuffed.
Yeah. I've thought that a couple of times over the past few weeks. It's sometimes my mind's just like, let's play, have a go at it. I'm a competitor. I just want to be in the play rather than sitting in the pie stand waiting for the ball to get kicked over our heads. It sort of defeats the purpose of the game sometimes.
But Dimmer, what is his instructions to you? Because he must say, look, in the end, just see it and go at it. It must be, look, you've got to have your bloke covered a bit. But if he's going to keep trying to drag you to the pie stand, you just see it and go. What does he say?
Oh, it's so hard being a defender and having a negative forward on you because you have to pay them respect, because if you don't, they'll end up kicking goals. So it is a hard one, and it has to be a calculated decision when to just pay them no respect and when to actually put your arm across.
Well, we got Matty Scarlett here. We spoke to him on the weekend, Triple M Footy Saturday, in fact, and the question was put to him about the best defender in the comp.
Rancy, yeah, I think Alex is the one that I love watching him play. I think he's the best defender in the competition by a long way.
That is high praise, Rancy. That's as good a player as we've seen in that position.
Well, maybe he's just return and serve for the compliments that I've dished him out over the past 10 years of my career. That's so flattering. He's probably one of my favourite players, if not my favourite player. So, to be able to receive a compliment like that from him is pretty cool.
And actually, to hear him talk is fantastic. Next, you'll have Max Rook.
Oh, no.
I had Maxie Rook Saturday up there, and man, a few words. But
he's one of my favourite stories, because I heard he was one of the main reasons why I bought a scooter, a moped.
Yeah.
Because I heard that he was just this mad unit who just ride around Geelong with his scooter, and I thought, that's the type of guy I want to be
him.
Like.
We asked him why he changed his name from Jared to Max.
Yeah.
I liked it better.
He liked it. That's better. That's all. His grandfather was called Max, and his name was Jared Maxwell Rook. So
I just liked it better.
He's got three daughters.
Is he?
Three daughters.
Yeah, I see. He's a bloody good player.
Yeah, he's
hard. How are the Tigers going, Rance?
Yes.
Millions and millions of Tiger fans listen to the Rush Hour. Is this the year for the Tigs?
Oh, it seems like it can be anyone's year this year, and why not the Tigs, I guess. So, we've had a really good season in terms of consistency and being able to produce a brand that we're proud of. On the weekend was a little bit scrappy, but I guess we still got the job done. 4 points is 4 points, but bring it on. We're looking forward to the final six games of the season to see what we can do and see if we can do some damage late in September.
Well, I tell you what, the crowd has been unbelievable. 28,000 against the Lions there, or 28,000. Yep. The week before that against the Saints was huge. Crowds have been unbelievable, haven't they? They've really jumped on.
Yeah, I think that's one of the benefits of, it's a benefit and sometimes a curse if you're not going great, but one of the benefits of being at a big club, if you get some good wins early, everyone jumps on and the memberships stay out of the microwave, so they come along in droves.
And what happened that St Kilda game? I was watching another game, and in the little ticker box, it was 10-92, Jim, or something like that. It was unbelievable. You couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was a bit of an unreal sort of game for us. I think that's the style of footy that Eddie had breeds. It's either a really pure, high-scoring affair or it's just a real scrap fest, turnover, really ugly. And so I guess we probably showed both styles of that game over the 2 weeks where St Kilda were really pure and they scored really freely. And then on the weekend, it was a bit more scrappy, but we still got the win.
And do you sort of realise internally that you've actually got to win a final, you blokes, don't you? Oh, you played in three of the last four final series?
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah. So getting there...
The fresh news.
Getting there is very important, and you're doing that. So that's a big box to tick.
Yeah.
But we'd like to see you get there this year, Rancey, and maybe advance to the next week.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to get grey hairs and starting to get a little bit older and slower. So I'm telling the young kids as much as possible, we'll start kicking straighter because we need to win some big games.
You have got some young kids up there too, haven't you? Little skinny fellas and everything.
Yeah, they're quick.
Yeah, they are.
You got Rioli, Butler, Castagna.
Stengel, last week he's out, yeah.
Who else we got? Menadue's really quick. Yeah. Camden McIntosh. Yeah, we got it short, Jaden Short. So plenty of youth and speed and excitement. And it's just about really nurturing that and allowing them to be the players that they want to be rather than sort of putting a square peg in a round hole, just go and play footy.
How did Ben Griffiths go in the VFL?
Yeah, so he played a half, kicked two snags, and I think he looked a cut above, which was good. Yeah, I think a couple of boys, Ben Lennon, kicked four.
But you need that tall and probably another big up forward, don't you? So if Big Benny can come back, that'd be great.
Yeah, he can take a big pack mark, Griffo. So the main thing about Ben, obviously, is his health. We don't want him getting any more concussions because that can lead to things further down the track. So we'll wait and see. And obviously, we want him to play, but the most important thing is his health.
All right, we'll have a break, Jim, and he's got an academy here.
I want to talk about this next. The
very
academy.
Good.
Very interesting. More with Alex Rance after this.
Richmond superstar defender Alex Rance still with us.
Yeah, we love the way. The Tigers are rolling beautifully. Fifth, just need to get over GWS at the MCG Sunday.
Yes.
And then Gold Coast and then Hawthorn. So a nice little run here, Rancey. Yeah, tuck those three away, top four, and you get the second chance. How does that sound?
Be nice to have two bites at the cherry, it would be.
Sort that out, will you?
How are you going with the Foss too, of course? Seen you on the footy show a couple of times, and you and Sam seem to get on, like best mates.
I love the Foss. He's great. He's got a good sense of humour, and it's good to be able to see the contrasting side of him off camera as well, because he does actually have a very good heart, and he's a pretty humorous man. Reminds me of, a granddad or, your funny old uncle. Drunk uncle.
And you're doing a bit on 9-2 with postcards. How's that going?
Yeah, really good. I'm really appreciative of the hand that Nine's extended out to me with the footy show staff and postcards just to add another string to my bow, I guess. And, for life after footy and things like that.
Where you been? Where's the latest spot?
So I did one gastro pubs. So I did some in Windsor and a couple in Abbotsford and Richmond. And then I did a few Homewares stores, my wife was all over that. Yes. She loved some of the chandeliers, and you can spend a lot of money on a chandelier.
A lot of money.
Ridiculous.
Gastropubs, just a lot. Were we talking Morris Jones, Smith? Where'd you go in Windsor? You remember which one it was?
So there was one at the end of Chapel Street there. Railway.
Railway. Nice.
Yeah, that was very, very nice.
Nothing better than a gastropub for mine. Yeah. Oh, you can't do it yet, Rancey, because you're still playing, but when you finish, just a Sunday afternoon that extends late into Sunday night at a gastro pub's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Tell us about the academy.
Yeah, so it's going actually really well. I wasn't expecting that it was going to go well. It is going very well. We've already had a lot of applications for next year. The current class are really enjoying what's happening with their strength and conditioning programs and the education that they're receiving. So really, I just wanted to promote that we've got a scholarship that we're offering for the next 2 years.
Nice.
So it's valued at $18,000. So all you need to do is log on to our website, create a little video of yourself, so explaining why you think you should deserve a scholarship at the academy, showing a little bit of your finesse and skill and a bit selling yourself. And then you can be a part of the academy for 2018 and 2019.
Website is theacademy.com.au.
It's the only Aussie rules footy academy, is that right?
Yeah, so there's a few around which are postgraduate, but ours is for year 11 and 12. Right. So it takes the place of your schooling, so you'll finish your year 11 and 12 and you'll get your VCAL certificate.
Yeah.
So you'll get year 11 and 12 equivalency, and then we'll also pathway you into universities and things like that as well. So it's really getting your education aligned with your passions.
Yeah, real life skills.
That's right.
Things like that.
Yes. Now, Rancey, as you know very well, I'm a good mate of your dad's, Murray, who was a very good player, by the way, played for the West Coast Eagles and for Footscray as a very, very talented tall defender.
So I'm told.
But
I played on him,
a real pasty-skinned, bald, and not a particularly attractive man. Is that fair to say?
I've been told I'd take after my mum, yeah.
Well, about to say, how the hell do you look as good as you do when your old man looks like that?
Yeah, I've often wondered. I interviewed the milkman and the newspaper boy every couple of times. Well, what are you doing, mate? But they didn't have any Indian heritage. So that's where I get my complexion from.
Yes.
I'm Indian.
Are you?
Or Pakistani. I don't know. Through mum's side.
Mum's side.
You are, right?
They don't know whether it's Pakistan or India. So, but I'm shocking at cricket.
Yeah.
And I'm a horrible driver. So,
you're both. No, you're not. Hey, no, but you played representative footy, represented WA.
WA, yep.
What position did you play there when you were growing up?
A boring fullback, lockdown, stay in the goal square,
So when you're at primary school, fullback?
I played in the midfield a little bit there. Yeah.
And then drafted to Richmond. Did you want to come at the time?
No. It wasn't a great time for the Tigs. I knew Richo and Wayne Campbell. They were the two Richmond players that I knew of.
Yep.
And there was something just about moving away from Perth that I didn't quite like. And West Coast was sort of around the area of the draft that I sort of might have fallen in. But I'm actually really glad that I did because I love Melbourne. I've fallen in love with the place now. And to be at one of the big four clubs is something pretty special.
Oh, who did West Coast take?
Scott Selwood.
Ooh.
Before or after?
Before.
Ooh.
No. Before.
Oh, no,
he won a best and fairest though, Scott.
Yeah, he did. He's a good player.
But the go-home is big, isn't it, with West Australian players? So lots of WA young men have come over and played in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and returned.
Yep.
Why is that, do you reckon?
I think it's a very busy lifestyle in Melbourne, and I think one of the major things is the media attention that you can't really walk down the street without someone yelling your name or yelling go whoever your opposition team is.
Yes.
So I guess that it's nice to have the beaches as well and a bit more of a chilled lifestyle over in WA, but I think Brisbane, for example, it's really important that they do lock those young players in early. Yep. So if you are a club that's probably not going so well, lock them in long term so that they can actually get embedded in the culture rather than sort of, I don't belong here and then want to go home.
Mm. I grew up in Perth too, and
you would have been like Claremont Cottesloe or something.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
And I go back there now and not a lot happens there, but near Ransom.
She's a big country town.
I think you stay in Melbourne.
Yeah.
A man with a movie star looks like yourself is not going back to Perth at any stage.
I'll tell you what might be next on the radar for me.
Oh, yes, please. Acting?
Mumbai.
Mumbai. Ooh,
so Richmond's having a little bit of a dabble at a game over in maybe sharing it with GWS over in India. So I'll tell you what, if any Papadum company comes to me for a sponsorship, I might not come home.
Well, you can go and see the relatives over there.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so
take
I'm just going to find out who they are. The Baradines. That's the side. The Baradine.
Is it? Baradine.
Where would you be parking your elephant, Mr. Rance?
Let me tell you, there aren't too many Indian males with that sort of rig.
No.
So you would blow them away if you went and Bollywooded it.
Bollywood.
None of them look like that.
Brett Lee's made a fist of it, so I'm thinking maybe that might be. I just got to hang on for that game. Hang on for that.
Now, will you get Jeremy Cameron this week? What do you do? How do you attack this mob?
Will he play? Is
late withdrawal.
Late withdrawal. Come back in maybe, or otherwise you get the big general.
Well, the general's in good form, so I'd like to have a stoush at him.
An olive skin off you too.
Yeah. So he's a big monster. So it'd be good to have a go at him, but. Battle of the midfields this week. Hopefully, fingers crossed, Dusty gets off and then.
No, he's all right. He's got a fine only. So,
who wins the Brownlow?
For the sake of our table, I hope it's not Dustin because I think we'll have a few too many drinks.
And then if you're in finals, look out.
I think Dusty's playing some amazing football. Mm. 40 touches and two goals surely gets the three for you. But Paddy Dangerfield, far out. Mm. Five goals, six on a busted ankle. Did you see he had a moon boot today? He was walking in a moon boot.
I saw the moon boot, yes.
He played with a busted ankle. I respect that.
And you run into Nick Robinson on the weekend against the Brisbane boys?
He's an angry little ant, isn't he?
He is.
I respect that. Throw your weight around, son.
He had a go at Koch, then he had a go at Dusty, and then Jack. He was lining them all up.
Yeah, he's a bit Conor McGregor-esque, isn't he? Shooting his mouth off and, who do you think you are? But he's not Irish.
At one stage?
Oh. He did. He walked past me and threw the elbow out, and I thought, okay, that's how it's going to go, is it, pal? Next thing, he's Liverpool kissing Kochi up the other end.
Did,
and
Bill, a fourth All Australian coming at this man, which is just a great achievement, and you've got plenty of footy left in you too. So that is a great thing. You're playing Ripper footy as a club. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Alex Rance. Seriously, Bill. No. He is as good a player as exists in our comp. But we've got this ridiculous bloody midfield focus.
Yeah.
And we forget about how good these other
players are. Well, if you're picking a side from start, you'd have him or... Who would you have?
Well,
Buddy?
Buddy, Josh Kennedy. He'd go... Well, you would. You'd the big pillars, Bill, because you just can't find him.
Well, right now, Jim, you're picking a side. Who do you pick in the comp?
Alex Rance.
Or do you go Dangerfield, Martin?
Well, yeah, any of them are. They're all brilliant. But there are lots more brilliant midfielders than there are key defenders and forwards.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I'll tell you, everyone thinks I'm biased. Benny Brown, how good a year is he having? In the 17th team in the comp. What's he coming, fifth in the... Coleman or I think he's kicked 41 or something. He's a very, very good player, Benny Brown.
He clunks him, doesn't
he? Oh, yeah. Really tomorrow, while you're looking for that, Chris Judd is going to join us. Can't wait for that. And MasterChef's Shannon Bennett in here as well.
He's married to our girl.
He is.
Five kids later.
Yes.
Buddy's kicked 47.
Yep.
47.
Yep. We'll go on.
And then Joe Denner, 45.
Yep.
Texan, Eddie Betts, Jeremy Cameron, Ben Brown, all on 41.
Bill.
41
in
Ben
the 17th
Brown.
Ranked team in the comp.
Gee, where are we?
He's a very good player, Benny Brown.
Yeah, he is.
But I love the big boy, but the bud. He's just starting to come nicely into his own, Willis.
Goal from 60 on the boundary.
Well, you know how hard they are to kick.
Well, there's not many can do that like myself.
Come on. All right, we're back. Nice to be back.
Yes.
Big show tomorrow, Chris Judd, Shannon Bennett. Now a nice joke from you.
Yes, please.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke. Melbourne Brick. 30% off first quality 500x500 Melbourne stone pavers. Offer in soon.
Melbourne Bricks. Nice. That offer's still going. Well done to them, Jim.
Nice, Melbourne
Brick. Okay, fair to say I hadn't prepared for a joke. I just found
weeks off.
I had 2 weeks, Jim, and you know the worst thing is?
What?
We've come back and I've got to get a joke again.
Yes.
On their honeymoon, Jim, the new husband told his bride, I have a confession to make.
Yes.
That I should have made before this, and I'm a bit concerned it might affect our relationship.
Oh.
What is it, says the bride. I'm a golf fanatic.
Ah.
Loves golf, Jim.
Yes.
I think about golf all day. I'll be out in the golf course every weekend, every holiday, and every chance I get. If it comes to a choice between your wishes and golf, golf will always win.
Mm.
New bride pondered this for a while, Jim.
Yes.
She said, thank you for your honesty. Now in the same spirit of honesty, I should tell you that I've concealed something about my own past that you should probably know about.
Mm.
The truth is, I'm a hooker. No problem, said the husband. Just widen your stance a little and overlap your grip, and that should clear it right.
Oh, come on, Bill. No.
Yes.
Could you have started any worse? Seriously. Jim. Not only is that appalling, I'm very confident you've told it before.
No, I don't think I have.
Jim.
That's a great start. There we go.
That's no good at all. So let's get plastic involved.
Let's get plastic
wound up here.
We're away.
No, Bill, come on.
That was a late fine.
You're better than that, Bill.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. That was a late fine.
Woo!
Shaky boy.
We're back on here.
But while... Young Willie.
That was the Rush Hour catch-up.
Finish up the night, Bill.
Get even more of JB and Billy by subscribing to the Rush Hour podcast on iTunes.